In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is a great feast in the church year, the feast of the meeting or presentation of the Lord in the temple. It is 40 days after Christmas, and it commemorates the tradition whereby the children of Israel brought their sons, their firstborn sons, at the tender age of 40 days, to the temple in Jerusalem in order to dedicate them to the Lord with a sacrifice. And our Lord Jesus Christ, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was obviously her first and only son. And so Mary brought him along with Joseph, her betrothed, to the temple in order to fulfill the law of the Lord, presenting their son and dedicating him to God with sacrifices. This tradition goes back to the book of Exodus, to the deliverance of the people of Israel from slavery in Egypt. And as you will remember, the Lord finally delivered the people of Israel by the plague of the firstborn, the first Passover, when the Lord sent the destroyer among the people of Egypt, and the firstborn of all of Egypt, not only the firstborn human beings, but also the firstborn animals, were killed. But the Lord spared the children of Israel because they were marked with the blood of the Lamb. And so he sent the destroyer to pass over those houses and instead to visit the people of Egypt. And so after that, God commanded that the people of Israel dedicate all firstborns to him. The firstborns of all of their domestic animals were to be offered as sacrifice to him, as a sign of gratitude for the deliverance of those people from Egypt. The firstborn of all their children, of course, the firstborn of all their sons, were of course not sacrificed, but instead they were redeemed by a sacrifice, redeemed from that death of the firstborn through the sacrifice of an animal, the offering of animals to God. And this gift of animals, as with all sacrifices, represented a pledge to God, a pledge that this child, whom the Lord spared, not only from death, but from slavery in Egypt, that this child would be dedicated henceforth to the service of God. And so Jesus is brought, as were all of the other firstborn sons of Israel, in order to be dedicated to the Lord with a sacrificial gift. But this is not any ordinary son who is brought into the temple. There's a great irony here, because the one whom Mary and Joseph bring to dedicate to the Lord is the Lord himself. He is the Son of God who by nature is dedicated to God the Father. Doesn't need to be dedicated by the offering of gifts. But as a human being, he is in solidarity with us. As God, he is already united to the Father eternally. But as a human being, he accomplishes this dedication for our sakes, so that all of us who are joined to him by putting our faith, our trust, and our love with him, we also are dedicated to God the Father in him. And we might even say that he who comes to now be redeemed by the sacrifice of the two turtle doves or young pigeons is himself later to become a sacrifice to redeem all of mankind from the death that is due to us through sin. In fact, God's earthly firstborn, Adam, is redeemed through the sacrifice of his heavenly firstborn, Jesus, who comes to dedicate Adam and all of his sons and daughters to the service of God, delivering them from death and delivering them from slavery. So, on this day, we celebrate not just Christ's dedication, but our dedication as well. Our dedication of service to God. And just as with all of those children who were dedicated from the people of Israel, it was up to those sons to decide whether they would fulfill that dedication that had been accomplished for them by their parents. Would they truly live a life dedicated to the service of God? And that is the challenge that each of us have as well. Christ accomplished so much for us by renewing us inwardly, by teaching us, by granting us grace so that we now have the ability to serve God faithfully. Yet we must make a choice each day to put God first over all other things, and so to live out that dedication that Christ accomplished for us to the glory of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.